Hello, hello, and welcome back to Cutting Chai Stories, where the stories are short and sometimes sweet, just like the half servings of milky tea that we call cutting chai back home in India. I'm your host, Jayati Vora, and this is the first episode of Season 3, and I'm dedicating it to my husband, who has a very big birthday coming up this weekend. We're in July right now, and despite the heat, summer is my favorite season in the city. And this reminds me of all the things I have to be grateful for. I'm vaccinated, so is most of my family. And yes, I know how lucky I am to be able to say that. I am happy and healthy, and I get to do this amazing, fun podcast for you. And I get to work on what I love, that's writing, and get paid for it. So I wanted to start season 3 off on a positive note, an intentional note, and that note is gratitude. I am feeling grateful for so many things. I wrote a little something that I wanted to share with you. To friends who will sit with you in a shed on the street while the rain batters makeshift windows demanding entrance. To friends who travel from Texas for a week and show up with a smile in their eyes, a crease on their forehead, and a lifetime of conversations on their lips. To sisters and brothers and parents and in-laws who show you love in Instagram posts and WhatsApp messages in the middle of the night. To family who cradles you with hugs and kisses and cuddles in the middle of a king-size bed. To the blazing heat of a vaccinated summer and the anticipation of stepping foot in an airport again. To love, to life, to licks on the face. Thank you. Now, that wasn't quite the kind of thing I usually share from my writing, but it's what I was feeling right now. Still, there are a few things that we can take away from it that I want you to notice. So first, notice the repetition, right? That's the most obvious thing. The year likes repetition when it's not overdone. Each line begins with two, right? Two friends, two sisters, two family. That creates a nice rhythm when you read it out loud. But the rest of the sentence doesn't mirror each other, right? The sentence construction is different from line to line. If all of them had a similar format to someone who does this, for instance, it would begin to feel boring. That's like a bad kind of repetition. So the key to using repetition in your writing is to use it intentionally and sparingly. The second thing you may have noticed is my choice of verbs or action words that I used. I've talked about the importance of verbs on the show before, but it bears repeating. How might that first line be different if I had said, while the rain falls on the makeshift windows, asking to be let in? Now, the rain was not asking. It was demanding. It's not falling. It's battering. Because that tells you a lot. The choice of those words, that tells you a lot about the intensity of the rain. You don't need even to say that there was a thunderstorm, right? Using the specific verbs I used gives you so much more information. It's so much more precise. And it uses fewer words than if you were trying to say the rain fell heavily on the windows or the rain asked aggressively to be let in. In that case, you're using a less precise verb, right? You're using a more generic verb and then you're modifying it with an adverb, right? So the rain fell heavily. So instead of using an adverb to modify an imprecise verb, I would suggest that you think a second, use a thesaurus if you need to. Using a thesaurus is a great idea. Use a thesaurus and try and find a more precise word that conveys exactly what you want to say. And the final thing I want you to pay attention to in what I just shared is the casual use of alliteration. Alliteration is when you have two or more words that all start with the same letter or the same sound and they're close together in a sentence. So you remember that tongue twister? Betty had a bit of butter, but the butter was bitter, so Betty bought a bit of better butter to make the bitter butter better. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I said that without my tongue being all twisted up. But all tongue twisters are alliterations on steroids. Now, just like repetition, we don't want to overdo the alliteration because then it can sound cartoonish or gimmicky. But adding in just a pinch, like seasoning in your food, it can really brighten up your writing. So here are just a couple of examples from what I just shared. Travel from Texas. Show up with a smile. To life, to love, to licks on the face. In general, I would say more than three words close together that all start with the same sound is pushing it. So use it wisely. And the words don't have to be big, important words either. They can be small words. And you can call them out. You can make them shine with your alliteration. And by the way, the listener may not even realize what it is about your sentence that they find so pleasing. But sprinkle in a bit of alliteration or sibilance, which is what you call alliteration when the words begin with S, and you'll make that writing just trip off the tongue. See, I did it again, right there. So to recap, today we talked about using alliteration and repetition, but sparingly, and using specific, precise verbs to convey more information in fewer words. Now, before I get to the writing prompt, I want to tell you about something I'm quite pleased about. Spotify India has this cool initiative called Amplify Her, where they highlight content produced by and for women. And guess what? Cutting Joy Stories is a featured podcast for July. I'm super excited that they picked it and are featuring it. And I'm hoping that it would help a whole new bunch of listeners discover the show and fall in love with writing. And of course, if you like the show and want to share it with your friends and family, please hit subscribe. It's free. Please leave a review at Apple Podcasts. It really helps grow the listenership. All right. Now, it's your turn to write something. And naturally, I want it to be about what you are grateful for. It could be a poem. It could be a letter to someone you are grateful to. It could be a social media post. I'm format agnostic. Just take a couple minutes to reflect on what you feel grateful for today and write something where every line begins with the same word or phrase. And as always, if you feel inclined to share, I love reading your submissions. Please email me at jayati@cuttingchaistories.com. That's Jayati as in J-A-Y-A-T as in Tom, I, at cuttingchaistories.com. That's it for today. And until I see you again, take a moment of your day to appreciate all the things in your life that you are grateful for. See you next Thursday.